Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
So what are you gonna do when nobody wants to fool with you? Ain't it fun living in the real world? Ain't it good being all alone?
Oh, goodness. We are so glad to have you with us right here on Palmetto Mornings. It's Wednesday, February 26th, 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. It's foggy out there, so if you haven't left your house yet, make sure that you allow extra time and use your low beams. 46 degrees. You're on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103 or download the free WRHI app. In studio this morning, super excited to have two prime dancers.
Yeah.
No. They saw it. No, it's on film.
Oh, okay.
It's on
my breakdancing moves.
It really happened. It's going to be on Facebook Live. You can stream there and you can check out these fine dancers here. Of course, I'm talking about Andy Clinton from Visit York County and Brian Jones. You are the supervisor for Rock Hill Parks Recreation Tourism. And the indoor sports center.
Yes, not the supervisor of Parks, Recreation, Tourism, but the supervisor of the indoor facility.
I gave you a promotion.
Right? Yeah, that's good.
How about that?
That's good. Yeah.
I do that a lot.
No, the supervisor of the indoor facility, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And a big event is coming to that venue, and that's what we're talking about today. So, Andy, what event is it?
Yep. So it's the SIAC, which is the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. It's their basketball tournament. So it's huge for us to have a neutral site basketball event. It is the men's and women's, and they are here for the full week, so Monday through Saturday.
Wow.
They're playing, you know, everything from opening rounds all the way up to the championship game and event that we were able to get out of Birmingham. Birmingham hosted it for 3 years, so huge win for Visit York County, huge win for City of Rock Hill and the new Sports and Event Center.
How much impact did it have in just being able to offer this new venue, this new indoor sports arena, in getting it from Birmingham?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a big deal for people.
Yeah.
I mean, when we brought them over here for a site visit, geez, I mean, it might have been 2 years ago now, and they loved the idea of the championship court, the additional courts, and that shiny new facility is a huge selling point. On top of, you know, we're close to Charlotte. We're centrally located for many of their schools. There is only one school in South Carolina, but there's several schools in Georgia, Virginia, Kentucky. So we're a very neutral kind of site location for the event.
Well, that's awesome. Brian, what do you offer in terms of just creating this experience, this tournament, to be a click above?
Yeah, I think what sets us apart is that championship court. I mean, like Andy said, it's a new shiny thing. Nothing against Birmingham, but their facility was really, really big. It was a 5,000 seat arena, and it just swallowed up their event. Being that it's a neutral site that people have to travel in and stuff, so our 13 seat arena, we feel and they feel, is a perfect size. It looks like almost like, if you will, a Cameron Indoor Stadium, because the seats will be full.
Yes.
And the live streaming and the TV that they're going to be doing, it makes it look like it's a great crowd for the game. So it's kind of a you know, they wanted to have it in a larger space, but just the crowds doesn't dictate that. So we feel, and they feel, that this facility is a perfect spot for it.
That's fantastic, because we know with basketball, you can feel the energy of the spectators. And the more excited they are about the game, it's almost like the game itself just elevates to a whole new level of excitement.
That's right.
For the players too.
The players feed off of the fans. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So true.
Mm-hmm.
So when does this take place?
Yeah, so it actually, well, I say games start on Monday, but a great thing about the SIAC, they've really been adamant about, you know, trying to incorporate the community, you know, making sure tickets, so 18 and under is free. So, you know, all the middle schoolers, high schoolers, you can go for free. But going back, so Sunday is the cheerleading competition. That's at South Point High School.
Okay.
That evening. And I know that they're involving several, you know, cheerleading and dance programs from the local community to be a part of, you know, their own college cheerleading competition. So it's very neat how they've incorporated, you know, different events throughout the basketball tournament that incorporate the community.
It's so great. I mean, like, I think about, like, just roots. The roots begin to spread out. You get a great a core idea and concept, and then you start looking at the impact that it has on just restaurants and local business.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's also that influence that college can have on high school. And when you can marriage those two, you've got, wow, a great opportunity to sow the seed for hard work and dedication to get to that level.
Yeah, on Wednesday, too, they're having a college fair for high school kids to come in and see these schools. So it's a great – that's another great event, another add-on to that tournament.
So about how many schools will be represented?
I know it's – so obviously the 13 schools that are in the SIAC, but I know that they reached out to, you know, many other schools. I believe, you know, schools like York Tech and Winthrop and – schools like that locally are also going to be represented at that college fair. And I want to say that we have lined up it's actually somebody else that's handling that.
Yeah.
But I mean, several hundred,
several hundred schools.
You know, high schoolers, you know, showing up for the career fair. So I mean, I think it's great.
Now, will the career fair is
or
that
college fair. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Well, you know, if you look at college like
it
a
is career,
career,
that's correct.
And you do have to, you know, declare that major pretty early.
That's right.
Will that also take place at the Sports Center?
Yeah, that'll be in what we call the team room. We have an 8,000 square foot team room that's right adjacent, or right actually in the same facility as the courts. So it'll be right over there, and kids can come and watch basketball and go to the college fair and check out the different schools and talk to the, you know, admissions people there and see if there might be a connection between the school and you know, a student looking for a school.
That's so wonderful. For listeners that may not have, may not live around here, what is the address for the Sports Center?
It's 326 Technology Center Way.
Okay.
So it's a big, you know, most people are familiar with, it's the Springs plant, you know, the wherever everybody's uncle and dad worked.
I love it though, because you're right. A lot of people
right.
will identify
That's
with
right.
it like that. And Andy, you said that tickets are free, 18
and under.
Yep. Under.
Yeah, 18 and under. So, you know, all your middle schoolers, high schoolers, I already sent it out to a lot of middle school coaches and high school coaches that, you know, this is a great chance to, you know, prospective basketball players to check out Division II basketball, see if this is, you know, potentially something that they would be interested in.
So. For sure. And where should listeners go to get more information about start times and prices?
Yep. So SIAC.com is, you know, their mm-hmm. website. You can just go on. I want to say when you pull up that website, it automatically has like a targeted thing for the basketball event.
This is the big deal.
Yeah. So the SIAC website is where you can go to, you know, purchase tickets, obviously, if you're older than 18.
Sure.
And find out any information regarding, you know, the schedule Monday through Saturday.
You're pretty pumped, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. It's exciting.
It's exciting. Like, whoosh.
Yeah.
Score.
Buckets.
Yeah, yeah. And just briefly, Brian, yesterday was an exciting day.
It was.
The big invitation to the media to come inside and see. How did that go?
It went great. You know, and I do need to tell people that we're open. We're open now. People can come in and play basketball, volleyball, walk our track. We're open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursday. And 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Friday. So we're open. Come over, enjoy, see what we got. It's free right now. There will be a charge coming down the road to play basketball and volleyball. To walk the track is always free. If you come next week, it's a little different story because of the basketball tournament going on. So you'll be able to come and walk on the track, but won't be able to come watch the game, obviously, without a ticket. So we're excited. Yeah, excited. We have a grand opening coming up in March 19th, trying to get the word out to everybody here in Rock Hill and around the area to come out and see what we have to offer.
Well, fantastic. Lots of exciting stuff to look forward to coming up soon. And I just want to say thank you so much for making this happen. Andy Clinton with Visit York County, Brian Jones with Rock Hill PRT.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
All righty.